Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I know your kitchen rules, but before I forget, uh-huh. I played a new album track by Andrea Bocelli yesterday, and it's the word passion with an E on the end, which I assume is Italian.
Passione.
Passione. Okay.
It's, they pronounce the E at the end, yep.
Now, I know
a lovely lilting language, so everything lilts.
That commercial we've just had for My Kitchen Rules.
Yes, yes.
It's a sensation, I know. But how about this? Delia Smith, you've heard of her?
Oh, yes, I have, yes, yes.
She's 71. She's been teaching cooking, a cookery show for many years in England. And she says, I'm tired of having to entertain because I really want to educate. I am passionate about teaching people. And the problem was, and I think that applies to the shows that are on television here, they're more as much entertainment as they are cooking.
Yes, look, I'm inclined to agree with Delia on this one. I know it's not the first time that she said she's leaving television, but look, I have to admit, I'm a bit fed up with all the entertainment to do with cooking as well. I wonder how much people are learning. And what Delia's decided to do is to go online, and she says this is, you know, the way of the future, and to teach online. Her book, How to Cook, was a huge success, and I just noticed on her online webpage that she's got examples from that up there. You know, how to cook a boiled egg, for example, how to cook an omelette, really basic things that people, a lot of people actually don't know how to perfect. She was already on television in the early 70s. It was when I was over there at Leith School of Food and Wine. I can't believe it. She started in 1973. And apparently she left school at 16 and started work as a hairdresser and then worked in a travel agency and then went to restaurants and travelled around France and started to wonder why British food was so awful and French food so good. So that sort of got her into the education mode of cooking.
Okay, now what do you have for us this week?
Well, look, I was a bit confused about what to do because we've got Valentine's Day on Thursday, we've got Chinese New Year... and today's Shrove Tuesday. So I didn't know what recipe to give you. I've decided to give you one for Valentine's Day, a delicious, very simple one called Hearts of Salmon. But and also, of course, we've got the Romeo and Juliet thing going on with Valentine's Day. And I was reading an article in the paper on the weekend which talks about the Year of the Snake, which it is. And the Chinese have their own version of the Romeo and Juliet story. According to them, their ancient tale, a young woman transformed from a snake, she shed her skin and she fell in love with a young man, but they weren't allowed to marry. So I thought that was some way of tying it all together. And apparently the Chinese I know do make these wonderful scallion pancakes with very flaky pastry, and you roll the pastry out and you scatter the scallions or the green onions all over the top. You roll it up and then you roll it up into the shape of a snake and you flatten it again and then you fry it. So I thought, well, there was another link, but I wasn't going to give you that recipe today.
Thank you for that. Now, that reminds me, you mentioned Shrove Tuesday. That's what we also call Pancake Tuesday.
Yes, well, these pancakes I just mentioned, these scallion pancakes are what the Chinese make. Apparently this word shrove comes from a Middle English word to shrive, which means to confess one's sins. And this is a day when you use up all of the fatty things like eggs, butter, milk, sugar. Get rid of those because tomorrow begins, you know, the 40 days of Lent and fasting after you've confessed all your sins today, but not to the Pope because he's not there.
No, that's a big story.
Yes, I'm very surprised about that.
Okay, now your website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au, and I've got that Hearts of Salmon recipe there.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.